Russia has launched a wave of airstrikes across Ukraine. Kyiv says it's intercepted more than half of them. Earlier on Saturday, a two-year-old girl was killed in a missile attack on the city of Dnipro. Five more children were amongst 22 injured in the strike on a residential area. An emergency services building was also hit. Let's speak to Charles Stratford. He joins us live now from Kyiv. First of all, Charles, tell us more about these attacks that we're seeing across Ukraine.
Yes, firstly, Laura, that attack, we understand, on a residential area, or that certainly hit a residential suburb just outside the city of Dnipro, that's in central Ukraine. The governor of that region saying that a two-year-old girl's body was pulled from the rubble yesterday evening. And as you say, at least 22 other people injured in that attack, including five children. This is part of what we've seen in recent days and weeks of an increasing attacks by Russia, targeting various sites across the country. The authorities here in Kyiv saying that all the Russian cruise missiles and so-called kamikaze drones that targeted areas in the capital were intercepted. But I think it's an indication of Russia stepping up these attacks as the build-up towards this expected Ukrainian counter-offensive continues, something that the Ukrainian authorities, we understand, have been preparing for 4 months, and likewise the Russians preparing their defensive positions.
What preparations have we seen, Charles, and any indication as to when this much-anticipated counteroffensive will begin?
Well, perhaps the most sort of categorical language we heard a couple of days ago from President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's saying for the first time that his forces are, in his words, ready for this counteroffensive. We understand, according to Western military intelligence and military analysts, that this counteroffensive could involve up to 12 trained brigades. These are soldiers that have been trained by Ukrainian allies. That could amount to around 10,000 soldiers. We also know that there is going to be hundreds of tanks, artillery pieces, and air defense systems that are also going to be involved. Exactly how this plays out, though, remains to be seen. Exactly where and when. We understand, according to military analysts, that we could expect to see pushes, or what they describe as feints, in certain areas along the around about a 1,000-kilometer front line as Ukrainian forces probe in and look for weak points in Russia's defenses. But we have also seen satellite imagery of heavily defended areas. The Russians have had a long time to prepare for this counteroffensive. We've seen satellite imagery of kilometres of tank traps and trenches, which we understand are heavily defended, especially in and around that area north of Crimea. And interestingly, in recent days, we've seen increasing attacks by the Ukrainians, we understand, targeting supply lines in southern Zaporizhia, specifically that port city of Berdyansk, which is deep inside Russian-occupied territory. And Russian-installed authorities in northern Crimea said yesterday that they intercepted another five Ukrainian drones that we understand were targeting supply lines in northern Crimea. I think it's really important to emphasize, though, as this counteroffensive is expected to start, there is a lot of pressure on the Ukrainians, on the Ukrainian government here, from their Western allies. Those allies having supplied Ukraine with obviously tens of billions of dollars worth of military equipment and training for thousands of troops. They want some sort of result from this counteroffensive, a counteroffensive that many say could well determine the outcome of this war.
Charles Stratford bringing us the latest there from Kyiv. Thanks very much, Charles.